incredibly brief preamble to say what will now be happening is the watching of Twilight New Moon. I hope you're seeing a
More
Summit
like
Inter-
Twilight Nude Moon.
Stop! A Summit Entertainment logo, slightly different to the one from the first film, but still our great Summit Entertainment. All right. Take it away, ladies.
3, 2, 1.
Play.
Hello!
Whoa.
I am here in the studio, ready to watch my magnum opus. Is this playing?
It's playing. I looked at this before. It's there for 20 seconds. 20 seconds of Summit logo. The fucking audacity of these bastards.
I wish it was 30.
Love to be in this studio. We have been invited here to, of course, talk about our hit film, Bad Mums 2.
I'm a Summit stan.
Our sensational film in which I, Christine Baranski, played a grandmother. Of name indeterminate.
Christine Baranski, you were not in this film. Hi, my name's Catherine Hahn. I was also not in this film, but I was in the film Bad Mums 2 / Bad Mums
Christmas.
Sorry,
I thought we were gathered here today to watch Bad Mums 2.
No.
It's Twilight breaking... No, just regular Twilight, New Moon, Twilight 2.
Right, what's going to happen is I'm going to have to leave because I was not involved in that film and I absolutely would hate to... Oh, this is very interesting. I'm hooked already.
Powerful stuff.
Secretly hoping that you were actually leaving to go get food.
While Catherine continues to ramble incoherently, perhaps we should introduce ourselves.
Yes, hello.
My name's not Catherine.
Yeah, that's Christine. Let's make a cocktail. I'm Catherine. I'm Catherine Hahn, star of Bad Mums 2, star of many a film and television show.
Saturday Night Live.
Has she been on Saturday Night Live?
Probably.
Possibly. And who are you?
And I'm the guy that played the son in Bad Mums 2. So you'll remember me from the fact that I nodded a lot, often at inappropriate times.
Yes, I
remember. It's pretty silly, pretty silly. But that was just sort of the one thing I had to go on, was that mine was a character with a weak neck and a lot of nodding to do. So, I also don't have a role in this film. But you'd bet that if I was here, I'd be nodding like
Cade,
an absolute maniac.
You play Jason, Cade Mansfield Cooksey.
Yeah, that's my name. Don't wear it out.
Look, it's lovely to have you.
Seriously, don't use that again, because I probably won't remember it.
It loses its power each time.
Yeah,
it's lovely to have you here, Cade. And look, we're watching the second of the Twilight Saga, New Moon. Who's this old broad?
I auditioned.
It's Bella. She's having a vision.
I auditioned for this lady.
Oh, yeah?
I said, I'm a lady, I can be mysterious.
Christine,
let me in it.
Not to sort of blow smoke up your own ass, but you're much too young to be playing this woman.
Oh, look, I would have had extensive makeup done.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm actually older than you'd think.
No, no, I actually do think you're pretty old, but
Do you think I'm 400 years old?
No.
I'm not.
No.
I'm going to.
You look barely a day over 300.
I'm not an old lady, but I could have done this and I would have glammed it up. All right.
I'm so glad they've brought us in here to do this commentary.
Trippy start to the film.
That no one wanted to be involved in this film. No one, no cast and crew. I hear they're all very sick with the Zika.
I heard that reception to the director's commentary on the first film was so rancid that they thought, look, if we're going to do a commentary again... Let's look outside the sort of stable of cast and crew involved with the film, and look at some cross pollination, some cross promotion.
Yeah, we actually got some of the cast and crew of Twilight New Moon doing commentary on Breaking Dawn Part 2. Bad Mamas 2. Keep an ear peeled for that.
They texted me. They said we're gonna pull no punches. And I said, I wouldn't dream of you pulling the punches. Go to town on Bad Mums 2.
Mm. We're trying to develop a little inter-film rivalry here. Just a little fun one.
Because a lot of fans have drawn comparisons, haven't they, between the franchises?
Oh, that's right, that's sure. Right. Both have vampires,
both have
werewolves.
Women, if I may.
That's true. Women
both
are
set
the,
broadly in America.
Yep.
Both feature Christine Baranski.
I heard a little birdie told me that this entire school was CGI. And I am so impressed by that. I've got a real keen eye for CGI.
Keno.
I love my daily Keno.
Spin that keno.
I'm doing a daily keno right now.
That's the New Zealand lottery.
I just lost.
Looked pretty standard as. Oh, nice, digital camera.
Nice digital camera. Digital camera.
One-handed fucking little photo there from Bella.
Yeah.
Not even bothering to stabilize the camera. That's how little she respects her craft.
That B-word probably didn't even focus that camera.
Good Hate to it. See Edward Cullen arriving in a big SUV. Really cares about the environment, that guy.
Real a huge Volvo fan.
Well, look, this is the year of our Lord 2010, isn't it?
Yeah. No, 2009, actually, this one came out.
Mama! We are knee-deep in Obama.
Knee-deep in the financial crisis.
Yeah.
Personally, lost a lot this year.
I'm in The Good Wife.
Yep.
And that's vaguely political, isn't it?
Yep.
So there we go.
And then there's a spin-off you're in as well, I think, called The Good Fight.
Yeah. Who are you?
You're thinking...
I'm Catherine Hahn.
Okay.
You're thinking...
Susan Sarandon's quite politically engaged.
Jake Paul and that wee Scottish fella.
Oh.
Scottish? Do you mean... Are you talking about Hezbollah?
Are you talking about Hezbollah?
No.
He's definitely...
Hey! I was talking about the McGregor...
Conor McGregor?
Yeah, that's his name.
Is there a fight between them?
I believe so. I could be wrong.
I fight bad people, so...
Yeah, that's why it's a good fight. A good fight...
Christine Bransky here.
Whoever wins, a bad we lose.
Urging you to buy a Hezbollah NFT. They are...
Yeah, Catherine Hahn. I'm getting... Just saying my name before I speak. I'm getting really into NFTs.
Yeah.
Newts, frogs and toads.
No, but seriously, we've got a bit of a racket going on, the old Bad Bums 2 cast and crew.
Oh, yeah? What's going on?
Just big NFTs. A lot of them of Jackson, the troubled son of Catherine Hahn.
That's you.
Yep. Wait, no, I'm...
No, you are Jackson.
Okay, I'm Jackson. Yeah, sure.
Your name's Cade, but you played Jackson.
played in the very...
goddamn name.
The loosest sense of the word.
How dare you? So in this,
you're her little boy.
Jacob is sort of awkwardly flirting with Bella in front of her boyfriend. A real power play. Something I think we could all learn from. He looks real weird though. His hair's bad.
Film is very much about a love triangle, isn't it?
Yeah.
And my favourite shape, I would say, rhombus.
Mine is kind of a circle, but with flat sides.
My niece has a rumpus rim.
Making eye contact with him while he hugs her. Nice.
And I thought she said rhombus room, and I absolutely saw red because I was hoping for a real rhombus room. And look, I burned everything inside.
Whoa.
Thing about that jump.
Just use the stairs.
No, because that is... plausible. Humans could do that jump, but she was probably easier because she's a vampire. So I like that, the use of your skills in a real life scenario.
Yeah, just to like appear slightly hotter than average. Wow, Jasper looking real fucked up here.
Do you think jumping is hot?
He looks like a dandy. I think vaulting is hot. I can't vault things, is a fun fact about me.
I can't do high jump.
I get real nervous.
I once knew a guy, speaking of vaulting, who ran full pelt through a car park, absolutely nailed his shins on a low-hanging chain.
Yeah.
And sort of somersaulted through the air.
See, a vampire wouldn't do that, and that's why I respect him so goddamn much. This is the first time that Jasper's mood control thing gets brought up, so that's a little bit of context that happened off-screen, I suppose.
Those glasses are so ovular.
Deeply unflattering.
And that's your favourite shape?
Yeah. The shape of a shape's chicken crimpy.
Oh, I'm thinking... Well, it's hard to describe, isn't it?
It's like an oval, but then imagine if the oval...
It's all fluffy, isn't it?
It's like a cloud. The edges of the oval are also little ovals.
Although clouds are famously different, and people think they look like other shit. Think of your classical cloud.
Nimbus.
Cerumbulus?
Cromulent?
No. The thing about this film, not enough montages.
Oh, you'll bloody get
it's that. All a bit too linear.
Yeah.
No, don't worry.
I want to hear some Lizzo.
You'll get some
Oh, hang on. What's going on?
No one's arm wrestled anybody this whole time.
This is... The recording volume's right down for some reason.
Turn it up. You can turn it up on the fly.
But it was up before, and now it's gone down.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Edward just fucking...
I thought you were going to say it wasn't working.
No, it's gone down again.
Edward what, sorry?
It's gone bloody down again.
Bring up suicide for no good reason.
It just keeps automatically going down. I'm just going to have to fucking at a certain point crank it up, I guess.
Why not now?
No, because I choose it, and then it just instantly goes back down.
Oh, you'd maybe have to pause, and then you'd maybe have to stop playing.
No, now it's simply, look. It's
which we're not going to do.
It's a bloody nightmare.
Do you think editing will save that?
Yeah, probably. Great. Didn't want to have to do much, but...
Oh, you just pump up the file. You don't have
it'll,
to...
It'll all be fine. It's all going to be okay.
Fucking hell. I mean, okay. Do you remember discs where you could put stuff in?
Yeah. Yep. We flip it up.
Yeah. Why not? Why don't we have more of those?
Dunno.
My guess would be that in a lot of schools people are moving around between different desks, so you don't want the last person's crap in there.
But
see all their little
lollipops. Excuse me, and motherfucker. That's why you need a desk plan, idiot. And you go, I am not sitting at the same desk as goddamn Jason.
Yeah.
Because he keeps a jar of literal piss in his desk. And it sweats piss. Right? It's condensation and it smells like piss. So I don't think he's sealed that up properly.
First appearance of the Volturi here. They'll play big role later on. But yeah, Martin Sheen.
What's wrong with their faces?
A lot.
Look at what's happening.
It's a painting.
Oh. It's a painting, but it's moving.
It's a bad filter. I could do that shit.
Homage to Harry Potter.
I could do that shit on GIMP, brother. Do you know GIMP?
Yeah, it's a free. It's like a free Photoshop alternative.
All right, let's not stress the fact that it's free. I use it because. Good. Yeah.
What do you use it for?
It just implies that it's worse than Photoshop, which it totally is.
What do you use it for?
Like, I used to like colorizing stuff, just as a like changing colors.
A little free.
Yeah. But also like blurring people's faces and stretching people's faces.
Oh yeah, it's good for that.
We'd do that in year 8 or standard 2, as we called it in the '50s. I don't know what the Americans call it actually. Am I American? Yeah, broadly.
Yeah, I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if it turned out Christine Baranski was Canadian or something, but I assume you're American.
Yeah, I think I am. I've lived a long old life and I've been from place to place, surviving only on my wits and my tits.
I've seen so many places in my life and time.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. It's a song I wrote called A Song.
Let Me Root. Oh.
Victoria!
Has she been recast?
Victoria,
what do you want from him? Seeing him.
She's up. No, same actress as the first Twilight here, but she will.
Where are they currently? Like, where are these characters?
Oh, in a very dark room.
Yeah, they're in a dim room, and Edward's kind of wearing a suit and tie combo. It seems pretty formal.
He's not wearing a tie. He's not wearing a tie.
Oh, I beg your pardon. He's wearing like a
blazer and shirt.
Blazer and shirt combo, but still dressed up to the
absolute. It's incredibly bold having a dark blue shirt and a blazer as a look. It's incredibly bold.
He's so pale though.
The only thing. No. You got me all wrong.
Oh yeah. This is nice. Having a birthday party. Bella's birthday. Huge feature in the
Look at all those candles, those bills? Sickos. They don't feel the heat from it. Who's that lady?
That's Esme.
Or Esme, as she likes to be called.
I auditioned for that role.
Sounds like you had a lot of unsuccessful auditions for this film.
What's an Esme line?
That was a good line from Amber.
Hang on, I have to wait till she says something again, because I don't know any of my lines.
It's a necklace. Alice picked it out.
He could do a banger job with this as Rosalie.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised you weren't cast, actually, Christine.
Well, the thing is, if you audition for every character and say, I've got my heart set on this character in particular, then eventually they start going, you've come in for every character. Are you fucking with us? And I say, yes.
What is that?
What is what?
That's a wheezing noise.
Oh, it's one of it's either the automatic fly spray dispenser or the automatic air freshener dispenser.
That is automatic. Do you get a lot of flies here, do you?
All sorts of crazy.
Yeah, not as bad in the wintertime, but summer. Good lord.
You got carcinogens coming into me, do you?
Yep.
Sick.
Enjoy it.
No, I wouldn't bother in the winter. I haven't seen a fly. I haven't seen a hide nor hair of a fly in many years.
I've got hide all over me. I'm wearing raw hide. It's sort of a fashion statement. Something I like to do.
Rodney Hyde.
What about him?
I was just giving advice to our listener, Rodney. They're coming to get you.
Oh. Rodney Hyde, ex-ACT politician.
You got it.
Hyde from the bad things he's done.
He came out swinging against vaccines. Because why not if you're an ex-politician? Give it a go. What? Vaccines?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I feel like everyone who used to be in parliament wasn't just like, oh, yeah. We'll do that. There's capital in it. Get your name in the papers, eh?
Carlisle's already looking worse in this one.
He's aging terribly, which is ironic for a vampire.
I don't think he is aging terribly. Oh, what there? That was a real cool picture. Look at the monsters! Holy fuck!
Weird photos to keep around in your vampire house. Well, like weird pictures.
Yeah, this living area isn't somewhere we explored in the first film, I don't believe.
One thing we haven't seen is massive scissors. And I'd love to see some giant scissors. Whoa. Maybe being used to cut this thread. It would be funny if Carlisle was using them in his surgery.
If you're after giant scissors, Cade, let me just tell you now. Keep your eyes peeled when we get round to Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Cade?
Hello.
You seem to be quite the intellectual.
Yeah, that's true.
Why did you stifle that every day that we were on set together? Well, I'm not just talking about the character. You came off as the...
Yeah. So what was happening to me then was that I was actually hired on another film about a person who had been drinking fly spray. He had fly spray in his house.
Yeah.
And it was poisoning his brain.
Automatic dispenser.
So I was trying to really kind of get into that character. I was sort of doing...
Huffing Raid.
I was huffing a lot of Raid. I was huffing paint. I was huffing glue. I was basically just getting whatever chemicals I could into my brain.
A lot of that feels extracurricular if this is about fly spray.
I would say it all helped. You know, it all gave me dimensionality to the character. And I really, really, really wanted to bring that dimensionality.
And like...
Which is a word I just learned, actually.
Ultimately, glue is nice, you know?
Ultimately, it does.
Lick on a Pret stick.
And it smells good, and it makes your brain feel good.
It's salty.
Together.
It's tangy.
And if you breathe it in enough, then you start to see some really good things. So I was mostly doing that on the set of Bad Mums 2.
Well, you've bounced back incredibly, because you're talking about big words that I've never even heard. Yeah. Noam Chomsky over here, are you? You're true. A linguist, are you?
I'm not a linguist, no. But I am a communist, which is the next best thing.
Do you know lobsters are called linguistines or something? Not that.
Yeah, I think it's
Lungistine.
Linguistine.
Because I thought lobsters can't speak for shit. But apparently, yeah. And also, yeah, communists.
Yeah, no, lobsters are actually very loquacious. If you give them half the chance. I
hear your personal life.
I was a huge Twilight fan when these films came out.
It's a real mess.
Me, Catherine Hahn speaking.
Real disaster.
I was what you might call a Twilight mom. That was sort of a certain subculture that was going on around the time of the books and the films' popularity.
I hear you having a big breakdown. You eat only hot dogs.
No.
Where did I hear that?
I don't know. Where are you getting your news?
CNN.
I do eat. When you say hot dog, I eat Frankfurt. I only eat Frankfurters.
Okay.
Do you mean? I guess in America, where I am from,
yeah,
we do often refer to just the sausages as hot dogs. I think.
Yeah. And put them in a bun.
Hot dog bun. But I think we just refer to the Frankfurters themselves as hot dogs.
Do we not say sausages?
We do, but I think that means something. I think when you say sausage is an American, you're implying more of like a, you know, restaurant quality
okay.
sausage.
I think I don't think you'd call. I understand that the news media
a hot dog, but a sausage.
The lying media has misrepresented you, but you are eating a lot clearly of processed meat.
I only eat frank.
Okay, so that's the crux of the matter, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you keep hydrated?
Yeah, I drink the hot dog water.
No, that's too salty.
I drink the water that I cook the frankfurters.
See, this is the thing. I was really hoping to have this, not intervention per se, but I just want to step in as hopefully a trusted elder of you. I mean, that's being presumptuous.
I trust you. I respect you, Christine.
Fewer hot dogs? I'd say stick to two a day. Bung one in the morning. Suck on it for a while. That's the thing. You don't bite, you suck.
I had two for breakfast, three for lunch, and four for dinner.
Just make them last, you know? Or use like a pacifier at night and just stick a sausage in.
It's not necessarily about sort of satiating a mouthfeel, though. I think it's more about like
actually getting it in you, yeah.
Yeah, I want to eat it.
The feeling of the sausages in your tummy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you swallow them whole, yeah?
Oh, I don't chew, no.
Yeah. No. I get that because you feel that, yeah.
For me, food is all about, you know, I'm not a foodie. I'm not here to sort of save.
Oh, I'm not trying to be snobbish. It's just genuinely about your health and mental well-being, because I think it just implies. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not in a good way.
Yeah. You've got scurvy, right?
Yeah.
You got scurvy.
Yeah, I'm a scurvy dog, you might say.
Yeah, you're always very piratical on set.
Yeah, well,
you're always torrenting up a storm, weren't you?
Yeah, and I sort of travel in a large ship.
Yeah.
Usually what they're called.
I mean, you seem to be doing all right. I don't know. My life is really great, so it's just I'd like to give some back.
What's a brigand?
It's like a bad guy.
Highwayman type.
Yeah.
I think in terms of a ship, it's called like
a frigate.
It's a frigate. Yeah.
I think there is like
a schooner. That's a boat.
I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico.
I don't know.
10 years older than you. What does that mean?
This is the part of the film where Edward goes away for a while.
Best part, if you ask me.
They've solved the Carlisle problem because they're saying he's pretend. No way. Yeah, because he's trying to look. No, he's trying to look younger. Okay.
But he's not aging is the problem.
I know. And now they're like, hey, he looks too young. But you were saying he looks like an old hag.
I don't stand by that.
Which I don't think is true.
I think they should have chosen a better cover age than 13 for Carlisle. You know, that they've got this whole narrative going that he's a boy doctor. And they say, look, it's the boy doctor. He's a wonderful boy. And he knows how to sew. And he's good at doctoring. But people, yeah, I mean, Carlisle obviously looks, I don't know, like 30 to 40. So, holes in that story, to say the least.
Oh, I'm so hungry. I'd love a frankfurter. Who's got a Frankie for me?
I've got a Frankie for you.
Oh, no. That's what I like to say when I step up on set. I say, who's got a Frankie for me?
I promise not to chew, though.
Who's got a Frankie for Kathy?
Do you want a pie?
We had some pretty intense chemistry on set.
I'm going to alter your diet.
Feed you Frankies. I have a big roll of them up my sleeve and strapped around me under my clothes.
A bandolier of Frankies.
A bandolier under my clothes. I would have dozens and dozens of them, and I would slip them to you as we were filming.
I'm out of here.
do you want to turn your mic off, maybe? Or just leave it?
No, I'll...
Oh, yeah, he'll talk on that one, of course.
You're not coming. You want to come on.
All right.
Okay, it's just going to be a solo record of Catherine Hahn for a while Christine and Cade go and get some food and coffee.
We're actually sneaking off to have a root. Big root, yeah.
If you can't hear that. All right, I hope you can't.
Where's my wallet?
Christine's looking for her wallet. Looking at a laptop bag, so I don't know about that.
Christine broke, bitch.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. Has the recording stopped?
I think it's good.
We're okay?
Yeah.
I'd love it if we lost all of our audio because Cade wanted to say Christina broke, bitch.
Fuck off.
Look.
You goose. You're a goose.
I'm not a goose. I'm going to speak some truths, actually, while you're not here. I'm going to say some stuff that I've been wanting to get off my chest for a while, but I haven't been able to because of present company.
All right.
So yeah, any sort of chicken pie that's available would be great, thank you. Look. Look, I'm gonna be real with you for a moment here. This is not good. What are we doing? 5 films in one day. I mean, I'm not opposed to the concept, I guess, but no, I am. No, hang on. No, I am opposed to the concept. Even if I was gonna watch 5 really good films in one day, that'd be too much. It's too much. And let me paint a picture for you here. The weather outside right now is really nice. It's looking like a lovely sunny day. And I'm not the most outdoorsy. But I mean, come on. Even I in this situation would really rather be outside doing something nice. One thing I will say is that I really like Bella's jacket here. Great, great yellow coat. Strong choice from the costume department. I saw this film opening night in 2009 at Event Cinema's Lower Hutt in Queensgate Mall. It might have even been called Sky City Cinemas at that point. I don't recall when the changeover happened. Interesting, the Sky City brand applied to a cinema in Wellington. I just assumed that Sky City was sort of Auckland specific. I thought that they were the Sky City. But then they also get referred to as the City of Sales, so who bloody knows? Better places to have a cry, I think, than sort of on damp soil, but that's just me. Yeah, oh, look at those eyes through the trees. Now I'm just watching the film, which, you know, is sometimes okay. I've listened to a few commentaries in my time. And sometimes they do just not speak for a while and watch the film. So, you know, I don't know. I guess I'd like to avoid doing that for long stretches. But, you know, if I don't necessarily want to be talking every second. Lord knows I'm going to be doing a lot of that today. We're only half an hour into 2 of 5 films. Interesting that Bella is sort of so distressed by Edward leaving that she can't even walk. She's being carried inside. I mean, look, heartbreak. We've all been there. I could still walk. Real shame, actually, that Christine and Kate are missing this scene, because this is... Christine was actually crying out for a montage earlier, and this is sort of it. Would you call this a montage? It's certainly not playing out in real time, isn't it? Well, is it? What is the... what's the definition of montage? To me, it's sort of cutting together. Or, shortening a passage of time over multiple clips. Although this is just sort of one rotation, but the clips outside are different. I don't know. Look, it's good work. It's all I want to say. This film has 29% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I think this shot alone at least earns it. You should just bump that up to 50, eh? Come on. It's not that. I do think these films get a bad rap. they've got some pretty bad writing at times, some pretty dull characters. But there are far worse films, I think. Bad Mums 2 being one of them. And I was in that. Love to see a MacBook there. Really underrepresented Apple, actually. Really good to get the brand out there. Good soundtrack, I would say. A real stream of the Twilight films. Is their choice of music. I think if my daughter was screaming night after night, maybe I'd suggest some sort of counselling, therapy. It's very, very distressing behaviour from Bella, and you know, I'm worried about her. Baby, I don't want you to leave is kind of a weird line, because I feel like, I don't know, saying baby, I don't want you to leave, that to me is it all right to call your kids baby? I mean, I guess it is. At some point, they literally are a baby, but I don't know. I don't even like saying baby in the context of, you know, a relationship. Weird to me. But it's, yeah, I don't know, something about Charlie calling his daughter baby. I'm not here for, and I'm glad that I'm not a writer on this film, because you know, I don't want to be responsible for that. Trouble is, I would like to go to the bathroom soon, but I'm gonna have to wait for Christine and Cade. Take you back with your fucking coffee. Sorry, a bit of a yawn there. Interesting that Anna Kendrick's character says her cousin had leprosy. I'm not actually aware of leprosy. To me, seems like such a, and this is, you know, me being very ignorant. Leprosy seems like such a sort of old-timey disease. I would actually be curious as to how common it actually is. The funny thing is, there in that flashback, they've put a sort of blue filter on the footage, I guess, just to make it really visually clear that these are clips for another thing. But the first film already has a really blue filter over it, so it's like, Jesus Christ, this is blue. It would look like it could be in the Blue Man Group. Once again, just want to point out that Bella's sort of human friends are so much better than the Cullens. Although, interesting that, I mean, I guess, look, Bella's made a choice here and she's approaching these bikers, but interesting that Jessica, is it Jessica? Fuck, I don't know. Anna Kendrick's character doesn't sort of try that hard to stop her. But, I mean, well, you know, what would I do in this situation if my friend seemed hell-bent on talking to these bikers? Probably just let it happen. Does that make me a villain? I don't know. Look, in the end, nothing bad happens to us. That's all okay. Well, I mean, no, she's fine. She skids the bike or something? Fuck, I don't know. What am I, the director of this film? No, I'm actually not. Or it was the last one. This guy sort of has a David Harbour vibe to him. He really quickly says, you know what, never mind. He asks her, doesn't even give her a chance to, I guess that tracks. He's saying, no, no, actually, you know what? Don't bother. These guys don't actually seem like they're necessarily bad guys. She goes up and says, I want a ride. He takes her for a ride and she asks him to stop and he does. I think they're sort of painted as undesirables, but it's just sort of, and they might be. Look, I don't know about what they've done outside of this, but they seem all right. I like that Anna Kendrick just waited there for her. She was like, no, no, this won't be long.
Ooh,
I'll wait.
I'm gonna answer the door.
It's open. Sorry.
Oh, it's not like that again.
You've given up too?
No. I just had to come up and get the door, didn't I?
Oh, okay, well, we've got listeners.
I'm taking a view seat. So, fuck. Hello. So they're starting to have a bit of chemistry here by the looks of it. Jacob? Boy, he looks like a prick with that hair. Get a haircut, bud. They've got some motorbikes.
You can wear it long.
Which I think, yeah, it's just like the way that he's kind of swept it back at the top there. I don't know.
Snatch that wig.
I'd love a motorcycle. What about you?
Nah.
No? Fucking what a square. Yeah.
You can sit there.
What a prick. Well, it's going to make it hard for you to get past her. It's completely stupid and reckless. Yeah, that's what makes it fucking sick, bro.
Sounds pretty bad.
He's such a dweeb.
What can we do about that?
Get motorbikes. We should all get motorbikes.
Okay.
Ah! I'm a motherfucking woman.
Whoa! Man's just picked up a whole motorbike.
I'm chewing on Mike.
Is he 16?
Well, I mean, it would be ironic to call her a predator here, considering this man later falls in love with a baby.
Hurt people, hurt people.
True. Bella's a groomer.
Fuck, we were away for a little while. Sorry.
My mic.
The lads are tucking into some gourmet butter chicken pies.
Lads?
Pretty good.
Sorry, my female co-stars, who I call the lads, out of a sort of affectionate, sort of razzing camaraderie type situation. I said, lads, let's get motorbikes. And they ignored me. Really hard to get respect on set as a teenager doing a lot of glue.
You can carry this.
What? I'm working hard, but I'm trying to pay attention to the dialogue because this is all new to me. Never ever seen these films before. Was this about Bella being 35? It's confusing. Oh well. Moving on. Whoa!
Friends, who burns? Actually, remember I said she's a girl and a friend.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, preach.
Mella just absolutely zinged these guys.
Yeah, it's still alright.
You're funny, Blackfellow, you're funny.
Oh, you can't say that. Yeah, so this is a nice little scene. They're building a motorbike. I wish that my dad had done stuff like this with me. He never had time for me. He was always busy with work, and I would have really just loved to spend some quality time with him. I would often come to him with projects and say, "Dad, how about we go, you know, toss the old ball in the yard? How about we all
pigskin?
Toss the old pigskin?" And he would turn away from me and sort of shake his head, and he'd go back to smoking incredibly large cigars. Which is all he was really passionate about in life.
I don't think this microphone what did it doesn't seem to make any difference whether it was on or off. Like, it was off before and it was still recording.
Well, that means it will be coming through there.
No, but can't, because that microphone's not connected to this computer.
But it's off and it's still recording. Think about that. How does that?
But otherwise, where would it be getting the audio from?
I think it's your laptop will be recording. That's what's happening.
Hello?
Is that about it?
Maybe, yeah. That could be it, actually. But it's selected as this microphone.
Oh,
fuck. potential really audio matter. Catastrophe here.
Not really. The audio is still being recorded.
Yeah, but there you go.
But possibly...
I'm smart.
Pretty badly.
I mean... If you look over here and you can see that it's selected as this microphone, but do we want to stop it? No. It's,
no,
it's probably too hard.
Oh, we could if we...
No, it's actually all right. I mean, it's...
Just a little bit
the
of...
The audio's all recorded off
this.
I'll just have to bump it up later.
Bump it up.
It just means that obviously it's also it's also getting everybody else. But if we think of the files...
This is why we have to stay in sync.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be drinking on mic. We slurp in this coffee.
Lean.
Coffee from Raglan Roast, sponsor of the podcast.
No one's listening to this anyway.
Nah. Hey. Coming out of character for a bit. What are your guys' sort of thoughts on the podcast? What do you think? Are you proud of it? You think we've done a good job? What do you kind of land on it as a project?
My thought is that. Oliver is really going to town on that pie. I managed to get
He's absolutely demolishing that thing.
I ate mine in a much more...
I heated it up.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's chunks of it all over the plate, all over his face.
Why is it happening? Because it's hot.
It's hot. See, mine was warm, but not hot. So that meant that I could eat it in a clean manner.
Yeah. Jamie, a much tidier guy than Oliver in general. Oliver, a real beast. But you know what they say? Hopefully that's coming through on mic. Oliver, what do you think about the podcast as a whole?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, look, whom could have expected your friend and mine COVID-19? Is that the only excuse for why this has taken 2 years and almost a half? Yes. Yes, I'm happy to say that. I was out there fighting the good fight, working on the front lines. I'm an essential worker.
I expected it.
Okay, Alistair, yeah, but...
Because it was a plandemic.
Alice has been working closely to make it happen. I think I'm fine with it. I think it's good. I think what we've done is good, and I think it's good that we're going to end it in this way. But in a very real sense, I'm Christine Baranski. What do you think, cunt?
I think I'd like the microphone. Look, it's been good. I've got,
Jingle.
Yeah, I do have... some sort of horrifying skin condition, so definitely don't touch me. That's by the by, though. I think the podcast's pretty good. I think You know, people see. Some people seem to have liked it.
I think it is.
I think
good body of work.
At its best, it's good.
I was going like that. I was going.
Worst, it's not very good.
Also, this movie audio is probably going to be picking up hardcore on this.
Yeah. So that'll
this
be good.
This one's an absolute debacle.
Be easy for people to follow along.
We're only 45 minutes in.
How long's the film?
2 hours.
Well, what if we all talk into that? We cut that off now and we connect it and then we just pass that one.
Oh, so that's a good idea.
Yeah. So that'll all be in sync up to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll come and sit over there.
We could just do the whole thing on one mic. We could just always use one mic.
I'll sit over there. It's just so we can...
Yeah. I'll turn that microphone off.
Yeah, thank you.
Intentionally.
What I like about this scene is...
I like the setting. I love this.
That's what I was going to say.
Wetland
actually, yeah.
That they're in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really good. Some nice shots.
Some misty mountains in the background.
Far over the misty mountains cold.
Hobbit.
Two dungeons deep.
Hobbit.
And caverns old. The pines were roaring on the high. The winds were moaning in the night. The fire was red. Its flame, its red. The trees like torches, blaze with light.
Hi, I'm jazz legend Charlie the Bird Parker. I died of heroin, but boy, could I play the horn.
Hello, I'm Christine Bransky. I love the visual theme, I guess, of blood in this film, because vampires are very much linked to blood. But also, what is blood? But it's our life force, in a way, but we don't need it. But it's got to be pumped through. And most of the time we don't think about it.
When I think of blood, I think of lineage. I think of the blood of my ancestors coursing in my veins.
White blood cells or red blood cells?
I don't want to get into the race side of things. I just think blood, it's good stuff. Keep it inside me. I want as much blood in me as possible. I'll get other people's blood in there, even if it's got diseases.
I wrote The Magic School Bus. And I was very much into the fact that red blood cells are better than white because they're bigger. And they attack the bus. You know that little bus? It was inside some cunt's blood, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was on some fucking mad drugs, brother. And I wrote that. And the white blood cells were pretty benign. But the red ones are like, get the hell out of our bloodstream. They're the protectors of the blood.
Not if you have autoimmune disease, which can go really nastily. I picked up one of those diseases when I was exchanging some blood with a homeless man.
Who knows haemophilia?
Haemophilia? I barely know it.
Really good. Do you know what haemophilia is?
Yeah.
It's crazy, eh?
It's crazy.
Your blood cannot clot. So what happens, any injury, it just fucking... The consequences you cannot believe of getting a little knock.
That's what one of the things that happened to the Russian aristocrats is that they had haemophilia, and then some people shot them.
I believe the the English royal family also have haemophilia, or according to the Doctor Who episode Tooth and Claw, which stated it as fact, and probably it's on Wikipedia, so I trust that. But they also say they're werewolves, and that's beyond the pale. So I auditioned to play this little go-getter, I believe, called Bronson or something.
I think his name's Mike.
Yeah, so I auditioned. I said, I'm Bronson. I'd love to go to the prom. And they said, you need to stop. We've got some serious contenders for this role.
You probably didn't get it because his name's not Bronson. And I think sort of the least you could do in an audition is get the name of the character right.
Does one always get...
Yeah. Drama's been happening.
No, you're on the money there.
This bit makes me feel sad for Mike, though, because Jacob You see, Jacob's going through changes. And look, you know, everyone goes through changes.
It's puberty like a brick shit.
Exactly. Now. But on top of that, he's also becoming a wolf.
Yeah.
And so, look, it's a topsy-turvy time for Jacob.
You're telling me.
But he ends up being very rude to Mike.
So why?
And Mike's a nice guy.
Why?
Mike, arguably a beta cuck. So
why is she going to the movies with Jacob?
Well, she got asked by this.
Edward's told her to fuck off at this point.
Yeah. Little boy.
Well, Edward's told her to fuck stay. He's fucking off.
Yeah.
His face is bigger than Mike's face.
Being pursued by all these men.
I'd cast Mike as a bad guy. This is no disrespect to his face. Imagine being an actor who always gets cast in, like, oh, there was a guy the other day. Oh, some movie. He was. I don't know. It's like you've got a face, and it's like
the movie. Were you watching a movie the other day?
No, it's actually the same Doctor Who episode I referenced earlier. I realized. I thought, have I been watching diverse media? Nah. It was the one. It was the leader of the bad monks.
That's fucking off the hook.
And he was going.
Real quick, this door is completely covered in kind of circles. Orbs. It's really crazy. That's it's so good. In orbs. They're protruding. I love it.
I think when Jacob pretends to be like an alpha guy, like ooh, the weaker men, ooh. I think it's fucking cringe. And I think it's meant to be to some extent. Because he's like,
he just tried to hold her hand.
He's like this massive like kid. He was not 16 when they filmed this. He probably wasn't much older. But I fucking, he was in Cheaper by the Dozen.
Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
He was also in Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Real breakout picture for him. I watched that movie quite a lot as a kid.
We watched it on this podcast.
Fine, fucking steal my thunder.
When you were gone, one of the desperation.
Remember,
yeah, okay. All right.
I listened.
Okay, great.
He was 17 when the movie came out, so he could have been 16 when they filmed it.
Crazy. I mean, he's big.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But look, people grow at different rates. You were probably quite tall quite early.
Yeah. I think by the time I was 16, yeah, I was reasonably tall.
I was not. But that's all right. We're all different rates, aren't we?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, because we're all going to die.
That's true.
Really love this shirt that Bella's wearing, because
she's dressed so much better than the last film.
Than Twilight.
Loads, yeah. No, sorry, than the Breaking Dawn Part 2.
It's great. It looks close. Like...
Way more boring.
It looks like that girl's been to a thrift shop.
Oh.
She's like Macklemore up in here. But like it's the texture. I want to touch it. And not in a sicko way. It's like fucking hell, I want that against me.
I want to touch it in a sicko way.
Yeah.
Mostly.
And that is your that's what they're going for, you know? Bella's doing a lot for me this time actually.
You were off getting some lovely food and drink before, but Bella was screaming, and I didn't even take the opportunity to say this just screams Bella, literally. But I'm saying it now.
It would be good if another character were to scream Bella, which they probably have, yeah. So we should keep an eye out for that. Yeah, no, she's doing good in this film, though. Really settling into the character.
Oh, I like that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, doing some good stuff with hair. Oh, poor Mike.
So what happened with Mike and Lamar?
Presumably they broke up at some point because of Mike's I'm going to say erectile dysfunction.
They weren't necessarily ever together. I think they just went to the prom.
Who?
Well, I think Mike's always been holding a candle for Bella.
He has.
But they haven't. She's only just moved.
That's
to
such a weird line from Jacob. Feeling sick.
Whoa!
Why did you do that?
It's because he's becoming a wolf. He can't control himself.
he's crying. I'm gonna shit myself. I hate this. There's a lot of talk of illnesses in this. I think.
Yeah, it's because of
the virus.
It was a hot bit of disease
pushing in the first movies. Really,
they're all swapping blood with each other.
Scary thing. You did a scary thing there. Do you know what you did there? Yeah. Look at his top lip.
I got a jelly snake.
Jesus. I thought...
Ugh.
again, Charlie.
Sinking piss.
Is on that bit.
Really making me want to drink.
I'm really glad that Stephanie Meyer, writer of Twilight, is not here, because she hates beer, I'm hearing. And me, Kristen Bransky, look, I'm more of a champagne gal. And yes, I mean from the Champagne region of France. But will I have beer? I will, if it's from the Champagne region of France. Bloody love it.
Does it have to be made in the Champagne region of France? Or if I just...
It's got to pass through there.
If I buy a Heineken from a convenience store in Champagne and send it to you.
Sorted.
Sweet. Yeah, that's all right. I'll post it to you.
I want those receipts.
What's that man got in that large tube, do you think?
What's in the tube?
That's a good line.
Quick segment. What's in the tube?
He said he had kung fu powers.
Poster for Sharkboy and Lavagirl.
I think it's full to the brim with yeast.
Hello.
He's planning on doing a sourdough. We're going on a hike. I'm also going to make a sourdough starter.
He's cut his bod.
He's cut his hair.
He has.
What a hottie.
He's done both.
I'm glad he's done that.
He's absolutely shredded. Also, that's pretty intimidating for a 16-year-old boy.
That's horrible.
Yeah,
I fucking scream. Because the time taken to do that, like, sure, he's an actor, he's got the time, but if a 16-year-old was like, looking like that, you'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Study at school.
Yeah.
Fucking.
You can't.
Study your lines, baby.
An absolute Adonis.
He's built like
a brick shit house.
He's real big, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you drink your coffee?
Yep.
I'm feeling it.
Lovely. I'd have another.
Yeah, it'll be three coffees for you today, Alistair.
I want to get real hopped up on
coffee. Sorry, Cade.
Get real anxious. Coffee guy. And then just start doing drugs.
To take you down a bit.
Yeah.
He looks cold.
He's hot as a furnace in there.
That's true. Yeah.
He's just been pumping iron. Whoa.
She looks sick.
Thunder rumbling.
Oh no!
It's my favourite song by hit band Imagine Dragons.
There you go.
I like to listen to them. I like to imagine some dragons.
Yeah.
And I think, wow, cool.
I really struggle to imagine dragons a lot of the time, but when I hear their anthemic stomping drivel, I can really picture those dragons going off, King.
I'd really love to be one of these shitless guys hanging out in the woods and jumping off cliffs.
In a very real sense, you can be. We've got woods. We don't have massive cliffs, but you climb rocks. This is how you live your life, isn't it?
That is true.
Cade.
Quite a lot of the time, I am kind of not wearing a shirt in some woods. But, you know, like, these guys, they've got a real gang together, and that's the whole thing. Whereas when I do it, it's kind of more incidental. So I'd sort of love to have a gang of roughhousing youths to tussle with. At acting.
Preach.
He just said I'm not good, yeah. So I said at acting, because he's frankly hamming the scene up pretty badly. Good little attention to detail is that there is steam coming off him.
I don't know if that's necessarily attention to detail, more just like a natural occurrence.
I don't know.
I think it's CGI.
Interesting. I would very much doubt that, but I'm happy for you to take the lead on that, Kate.
No, I know CGI when I see it. Plus, like real life, people don't steam. Yeah.
If it is,
do you steam in the rain, Jamie?
Mm.
You don't.
No, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you
my
don't.
My body temp is constantly really high.
His name's Catherine.
You're tepid, Jamie.
I'm rocking at 180 degrees.
Jamie, I've taken your temperature, Catherine.
You could bake something until it's golden brown.
I popped a little thermometer in you when you weren't looking.
And what did it come back at?
It said this guy's frankly under human body heat. He's on the verge of death.
I quite like the sort of common vernacular of the thermometer that you have.
It's a new type of thermometer, because I get really confused by the metric and imperial systems.
Oh, yeah.
So this one just tells me if you're at a good temperature or not.
Nice.
It comes up with an unhappy face if you're too cold, a neutral face if you're at the right temperature, and one of those like hot faces that looks a little bit horny if you're too hot.
Nice.
So yeah, it's an emoji based system.
Look at this meadow.
They're in a meadow currently. Kind of like the meadow we see at the end of Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
A film that I, Kate, have seen a lot.
If I was in this meadow, I'd say, me don't want to leave.
I'd say... I'd say... Mamma mia, I'm in a meadow.
7 foot, 8 foot,
I knew the singer Harry Belafonte back in the 50s.
How was
he? He was pretty good. He had some troubles.
Yves Saint Laurent glasses.
He was... Why does he say that?
What?
He looks cool like that.
Yeah, he's a fucking legend.
I like the brown suit, no top combo. Like, I could be... I could be shirtless in the woods. But I couldn't wear a shirt... A suit with no top under. Partially because I just sweat into the suit and I don't want to dry clean it, because who's got time for that these days, you know? In this economy, I'm never going to dry clean my shit. The first time I ever wore a blazer, I got chicken juice all over it. And yeah, sure, I cleaned it in the bath and it worked. Was it pretty? No. Was it effective at getting rid of the chicken? No, it just spread it further. But it diluted the chicken juice. So by the end, could anyone really say that I had chicken juice all over my blazer? Regularly, yes. What's this guy's name?
Laurent. Yves Saint Laurent.
Perfume giant?
Yep.
Is that perfume or is that...
He does shoes and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. And undies?
Yves Saint Laurent does perfume, doesn't he?
Probably.
Is he a real guy?
I imagine.
You know Gucci?
Personally, yeah.
He was in Star Wars. Is he French?
French.
He's Quebecois.
Yves Saint Laurent does all kinds of things.
Isn't it crazy how France is in Canada?
Yeah.
Whoa! Stop the clocks. What an absolute legend. The Nazis had uniforms designed by some fashion guy.
I like this guy.
What's the cunt's name?
Yeah, fuck. Who was that?
It's like a household name, but not in this household right now.
Hugo Boss.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're pretty good. Uniforms. Italian. Oh, no. Fashion designer.
He's a German fashion designer.
Oh, there you go.
He was an active member of the Nazi party.
Well, there you go. What happened? What happened? When did he die?
1948.
What circumstances did he die? That's quite close to...
He died of a tooth abscess. He was 63.
He got shot in the tooth.
Suck it, you fascist.
There you go.
Too much time worrying about your racism. Not enough thinking about your teeth. And actually, you don't go to the dentist much, do you?
Nope.
And I design uniforms for Nazis, so this could turn bad on me quick.
These wolves look pretty good. Like, all props to these wolves. Fucking all props.
We can't. We shouldn't be doing this.
Do what?
Never mind.
Why is he running?
I agree. You agree? No, I'm just saying, I can't believe we've got to do this 3 more times.
Oh, we're getting a wolf worse vampire fight.
Question. Why is it called a wolf whistle?
It's because that's the only instrument that wolves can play, is the whistle.
What about harp, idiot?
Nope, they can't do that. Some of them have shown some proficiency with harmonicas, but for the most part, they're complete dunces, musically speaking. It's pretty embarrassing, really, if you've ever seen a wolf try to play guitar. Just fucking piss take.
All the fucking beer.
Like, literally every scene with Charlie, and he's got an open can of beer.
That's crazy. It's always the hotting, day, which hotting is fine, up in a way.
Well, sure, but he's a police officer. I mean, he's got guns around. He's gonna drive.
He's on duty right now.
Yeah. A legend, a piss sinking legend.
Sink piss.
Wish we had some beers right now.
I'm tired. I want antihistamines.
Don't antihistamines make you more tired?
Depends how many histamines you have.
My eyes are itching.
In you already.
Let's all crowd around like that. Why is he on his top off again?
he's running loose now.
This movie reminds me of Electric Feel by MGMT.
That was pretty hot.
They came out around the same time. They both have topless people and dancing around.
Both of them pretty thematically revolve around vampires as well.
Also, I don't know if you've seen the video for Kids by MGMT, but they really scare a child.
Oh, cool.
Because he's walking along with his mama, and there are all these monsters on the street, and he's like, whoa, fuck! And like crying, and it's like...
I wouldn't have guessed that necessarily from the song.
No.
Because they don't mention monsters. They mention kids, so that part I'm on board with.
Yeah.
But, the monsters, I think they should, you know, they should be a line about monsters if they're going to put monsters in the song.
True, but like...
In the video.
Yeah, but videos don't always...
Well, I know, but otherwise you're introducing monsters and now I'm wondering, were there monsters all along? Like, is this actually a song about monsters, not kids?
But you know
that... So I thought it was a song about kids.
You know that band of monsters and men?
You mean of mice and men? Because... Mice, not monsters, Oliver. They're very small. Sorry, Christine. I know you're scared of them.
Of monsters and men.
You see a mouse and you shriek.
There are no monsters in
that
band.
You jump up on a chair.
There are no monsters. They did that song, Little Talks.
I know it.
Little? Now they're sounding a lot like mice.
That's what they sound like.
Yeah, yeah. They're Swedish or some shit. Imagine
had
that.
A pet. Dragonfly.
Don't know that
version. That's from Little Talks, isn't it?
Don't think so. Or maybe before it goes. Ah.
I don't think it's legal for 16-year-olds to be this buff.
It is though.
I mean, sure, but like.
But as I say, like the admin it takes, the metabolism. Like you've only just like you would not be capable of that. Like. Kids can be quite lean, but like the bulk that quickly.
Yeah, like you'd have to like eat a lot, and I don't know. Like it does, you know, it takes a physical toll.
It's a fucking nightmare. I mean, that's why he didn't work on his acting. Heyo.
Yeah, I mean, shit, boy, read some lines.
He was too busy in the gym.
My head is an animal.
Probably taking anabolic steroids, and those aren't good for you.
And again, that song title, bullshit. Your head's a human head, and you've only got men and women in the band. Have they done anything
Some
lately?
Mice. Mice, very no proficient mice. On the harmonica.
No mice. Yeah, mice...
It takes two of them to play it, though.
I would actually imagine mice would be real good on music.
I don't know
if you've seen the Aristocats, but those cats...
Have you seen the film Ratatouille?
Yeah.
It works a bit like that, but with mice.
Released
in
June this year. Good on them.
The last album was 2019.
Dear...
I'm tired.
I think so.
You need another coffee, brother?
I'll be sick.
It's okay. It's okay.
Homegrown alligator. It's okay. See you later.
Don't need to worry about a thing.
You gotta hit the road.
I've got you, baby. I've got you. I've got you, baby.
Yes, south of the equation. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you ask me, you know where I'll be. I'll be in the heart feeling like a someone.
The subtitles refer to them as werewolves, but my understanding is they're not actually werewolves, they're just shapeshifters that turn into wolves.
That's my understanding too.
So it's nothing to do with nothing to do with full moons. Nothing to do with lunacy. famous werewolf.
It's all right. It's all right, Oliver.
Jacob passed out in a drunken stupor. It's gang of shirtless boys.
It's funny because some of them are close by. Some of them are shredded.
Howdy!
You know?
They're all like,
you catty bitch. You're real Joan Rivers.
Yeah, I am. I'm Joan Rivers think it's, reincarnate.
I think it's good that some aren't shredded because I think you can take your top off whatever. A beach body is just a body that's on the beach.
Couldn't agree more.
You body, are always body shaming, bitch.
The body is a body of water. The body is a bit lying on the beach. Whoa, they've given the game away now. It turned into a wolf.
They've all got tattoos as well, which is like, why are we wolf pointing tattoos out? Yeah, but those are... those are kids. Maybe they're those stick-on ones. Did you ever get some of those?
Nah, dog. Oh,
his pants are gone.
Pants ripped straight off. That explains why he strips nude later on. To change. Having a wolf fight currently. Pretty engrossing stuff, to be honest.
Those wolves called Paul.
Yeah.
Joke name for a wolf.
Yeah. Imagine a wolf called Paul. Come on.
It's fine to have people called Paul. I don't want to put the cat amongst the pigeons there, just in case. But wolves, get out of town. Jacob's borderline, but kind of works.
Yeah.
Jake what? The wolf. I think it.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying it works.
That's okay.
Get fucked off my bag.
I'd love to get on your back.
Simon, pretty good name for all. It's quite cute. I'm thinking of Simon Le Bon, singer of Hungry Like the Wolf. That's the connection I made there, if anyone wants insight into this comic mind. Yeah, no, they're not that buff, which is
so cool. Like, why are they in the Canada?
Why are they got tops off? You absolute fascist.
They're just hot, buff, it's young like guys without tops on.
No, because he's saying they're not buff guys.
Well,
which is broadly correct.
You know, it's just nice to have your top off, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
It's just good stuff.
More tops off.
I prefer having a top off, really.
Nah, I like having it
on. I mean, unless it's cold. But if these guys are running at high temps all the time.
I like that sweet little mystery about my misshapen nips.
Yeah, that is, because they protrude those quite a lot through your shirt. Muffin. And you're like, what the fuck's going on under there? Or at least that's what I always think whenever I see your big time nips.
I'm bluffing with my mouth.
But I've seen them. I've seen them.
No, I've got quite small ones apparently. But they're pretty normal. Quite dark, which I don't mind. I wouldn't want really pink ones. But
real hairy though.
Not really.
Like weirdly hairy.
Not more than...
And you've got four of them, which I think is strange.
Are they strange. Scones? Are they scones?
I pronounce scones actually.
Okay. Jamie, now that they're indoors, they should put tops on.
They should put the fucking
because
tops
no
on.
Shirt, no shoes, no muffins.
Getting muffins all over their goddamn bare chests, probably.
It's better than getting on your top.
I guess so, but weird.
I eat dinner mostly in the nude, but
do you actually? Do I?
Yeah. No, I. Yeah, it's just easier.
Because you're spilling a lot.
No, it's actually harder because I spill it and it's really hot on my chest.
When you say nude, you mean like just your top. Or are you
depends.
Fully, are you fully nude?
If it's summer, I don't know. I'm a mess. The way I'm running my life is unsustainable.
I love how they're all like, oh. And we're back.
But
we don't know what time, how much. Oh yeah, why? How are we going to resync this with the movie?
We're now up to.
We can just say. Look, yeah. If you're watching along with the movie, then we're a few minutes behind now.
Shit's gone badly wrong.
If you're watching along with the movie... Oh, fuck.
Jacob,
get the time code.
Pause it at, like...
Why pause it?
Look, if you're watching along with the movie, you should sort it out. We're at 16:25 now.
Yeah. 1:16:25, wasn't it? Was it just... Yeah. Yeah.
1 hour, 16 minutes. Jacob and Bella are talking. What happened there was a gap. I didn't record because my fucking stupid computer has planned obsolescence bullshit and it's been 3 years. So, time to get a new one. Keep feeding the fucking machine in this unsustainable lifestyle we live.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, I probably will have to. I will need to, yeah. But I'm not happy about it. Jacob's gone. He's hunting Victoria and Charlie's hunting Jacob and you're gone. Edward's there, he's faded away.
Edward's a ghost in this film. Okay, pretty convincing performance.
How do we get the time?
A subplot I like is that this guy, Eric, is real into
1 hour,
girlfriend.
17 minutes, 13 seconds, 14 seconds, 15 seconds.
There's lots of shots of Eric kind of coming on pretty strong to this girl.
I think they're together.
Yeah, no, they are, but she seems way less into it than him. There's currently, so the vampire was about to kill Charlie and then nearly killed somebody else, and it's like, the whole thing's happening with music over, so it's like a sort of, a strange disconnect between the tension of the, you know, fight scene, and it's just like music playing.
Get the time code up again, I stopped it. I didn't stop it, it stopped itself, it won't do it again. If you are listening and watching the movie, 1:18:36. Is the time code you want. What we're looking at is some wolves here. I know not everyone's going to be listening and watching the movie or even listening, but if you are, I fucking hate that it's gone deeply wrong. But look, we're in the forest. It's all going to be fine, all right?
Why are there people in the forest? They're looking for somebody.
Oh,
fuck, you prick. What did you do that for? Fucking idiot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The movie
has to stop. No, it
hasn't. Stop the fucking film.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Right out of the helm.
Fuck me.
And then out of the
1:19:03, 1:19:04, 1:19:05. Yeah, well, I can't if it keeps.
It's going fine. Everything's going okay. Don't worry about it.
Give me some content then.
Yeah, I'd love to. No, it's
this is what we're like on film too.
It's a little bit hard to tell what's going on, really, like narratively now. Everyone's sort of hunting this red-headed vampire, Victoria. Bella's running around, presumably in a different part of the woods, but it's not really clear what the sort of relationship between all the old man appears to be dying.
Yeah, he's dying.
He's dying, so Charlie's thinking, ooh, can't wait to get my hands on his wife. I'm going to go home, sink a beer, and fucking have a pash with this guy's wife. Victoria doing a cliff dive. Nice to actually see her hit the water here. Because famously in Twilight 4.2, people doing cliff dives, we never see them hit the water. So you're like, did they just jump real far? Did they even land in the water? We don't know.
One thing I like...
Bella now about to do a cliff dive as well. If you don't see her hit the water, I'm going to shit.
No, you do, because she's doing it because she puts herself in these
dangerous situations to see... You actually, yeah, you were gone for the first one, but she puts herself in these dangerous situations because it's the only chance she can get to see a little glimpse of Edward. And so you're about to see her do a cool cliff dive, and he sort of appears to her underwater.
But not really.
Not really.
Isabella kind of coming on a little bit.
That's a bit dark. Like, what I like about this film thematically is it's called New Moon, and it's about this new aspect in the development of their relationship. And supporting that is, I think, the amount of greenery in the film. The first one was quite drab in an attractive way. Sure, I'm not having a go at the film, but there's a lot of greenery, and I think it fits in that film thing of new birth. You know, this is spring, okay? If there's a season cycle, this is spring. And autumn... I mean, summer... is eclipse summery? Probably. Not really.
I think they're all pretty wintery.
Yeah, but this is green, is what I'm saying. And I love that. And that's my film criticism.
Was more green.
I don't think it was. I think...
The sun's more sort of scorched.
No.
Yellowy.
No. I think there were autumnal tones.
I think this was autumnal.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I would say so.
No, I think it's...
Fall film.
This is definitely a fall film. And she's just done a fall.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, that's true. And that's a good connection.
Bella's had a fall.
But does she think literal Edward will save her? Or does she just...
She doesn't literally think she's... I don't think she's... But she's like getting these visions of him.
Kind of playing fast and loose.
So
she's with her own life.
That is really dark. Like... Why doesn't she... I don't know.
Look at a photo.
She's a bit depressed.
Although vampires don't show up in photos.
Is that true of these movies as well?
She printed out a photo with him earlier.
I like your naughty little smile though, yeah. Oh, great.
Great connection.
That was good.
Sorry, I didn't have anything else to say.
Edward just dissolved under.
That's right.
Pretty cool.
It's giving you the option.
Yeah, thank you.
Pretty cool. Breathe.
But it was Jacob who saved her.
Ain't that just the way?
Looks like a corpse.
Looks like a vampire. That. The funny coloured eyes. Yeah, look, I'm definitely getting bored of Twilight.
We'll strap in, Al, because we've got three movies to go.
Yeah, two of those, Breaking Dawn, the worst one.
You know, they're real.
I'm quite looking forward to watching Breaking Dawn Part 1 because I've only ever seen it once. Whereas all of... The first one I've seen quite a few times. This one I've seen a few times.
The real...
I've seen twice, I think.
Issue is this...
It seems like probably it's going to be one of the worst ones, like with the least happening. I think that's like the army of new vampires coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be good.
I have real resentment that this film has forced me to break character as Kristen Briansky.
Yeah, I'm not Catherine Hahn.
I honestly had very little to go on as... What was his name? Kane? Kate? I don't know.
Made your choice.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't actually. I was meant to be the nodding weird kid, but you guys forced me into a different
nodding
one.
Weird?
No, he's Mila Kunis' son.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would have even more to fucking go on.
Yeah.
I could have... Well, yeah, to be fair, that would have been largely a visual gag if I'd been nodding the whole time. Would not have come across well.
Because I was really hoping for some escapism, but now I have to be me. And I'm here watching New Moon, and I don't mind it. But do I need antihistamines? Yes. Kristen Bransky wouldn't need antihistamines. She kicks hay fever to the curb.
She grinds it beneath a stiletto heel.
Ooh.
So hot.
Preach, baby.
Erotic.
You know that dance she does in Mohammed? It's so good.
She does all sorts of dances, bud.
Does your mother know?
Talk about sexual awakenings.
Right? And it's like, you curl, sis. Because she's like repping the being funky in your 50s. Me?
Yeah.
Possibly even.
You could get it. I'll say it. Sexual icon. So a bit of a low point and a bit of a lull after all that running around we just had. Taylor Lautner predicting that he's going to disappear. You're bang on, bud. Really not much of a career to speak of after these films.
That is true.
Yeah, that's better. Oliver's just turned the lights off. Lose yourself in the music.
The moment you own it.
Don't want to end if I do.
I think that I don't like Jacob. He's an annoying character.
Oh, there we go.
Fuck. The time.
Oh, nee.
Code is 128.54.
Yeah. Sorry for the technical issues. It's mostly Oliver's fault. Because he couldn't invest in a fucking better laptop.
Fuck. Oh.
Yeah. I wish he would. Prick.
Have you then been tracking forward the time now, just to confirm again, 129.12.
I'm enjoying this, frankly.
No, you're not.
No, I am. It's good stuff.
The worst thing we've ever done.
That's good. What are you on about? Cheer up, mate.
All right, say something fun.
Look, it's all good. It's all good.
What do you want to know?
About you?
No, anything.
I'd like to know about you.
No.
How's it been for you?
Fine.
What's going on in the pop charts?
Running up that hill.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
The old the Stranger Things effect, eh? Care to speak to that?
Yeah. It was in a popular show and now people are listening to it.
Crazy.
Not really.
Pretty bizarre stuff if you ask me.
It's not bizarre, but it is pretty it's not.
Do you think people just coming to Running Up That Hill now are fake fans?
No, I think they like the song.
Fake fans, you heard it here first, folks. They're bad guys and we don't respect them here on the potty. We all liked Running Up That Hill for up to weeks before it featured on Stranger Things, so we're better people.
Yeah.
Hey, idiots.
Look.
If you're trying to listen,
I was just gonna say, look.
Things are going bad.
We're on our last leg. The recording gear is failing. You would have already heard us stop randomly a bunch of times, then give you time codes. we're gonna call it. I mean, we're still gonna finish the movie.
Yeah.
But we'll call it quits for the commentary anyway.
One comment I'm gonna make before we stop is that the sort of emotional stakes in this film do feel like less earned. I think I don't know. I just don't really buy the chemistry between Jacob and Bella because of Jacob being pretty bad at acting, I'm going to say.
Can I just say, we'll be back for a full commentary for Eclipse, the third Twilight film, and it's going to be, I don't want to hype things up, but it's going to be the best content we've ever done, and we're going to absolutely smash it out of the park. So that was our attempt at New Moon, but we were going to really regroup for Eclipse. See you then.
Oh,